You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Fly ball on the infield. Berger gives way to Simeon, and the Rangers win a 1-0 game. We figured a run might be dangerous early. It took until the sixth inning for either team to score. It was a solo home run by Jake Berger, and it would hold up tonight as Jacob DeGrom and Sean Armstrong combine on a shutout of the Astros, a five-hit shutout. 1-0 the final score. Rangers have now won six straight, and the Astros dropped the first game in this four-game series.
Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network last night. If you wanted to get to bed early for an Astros game that gets to the beginning and the end. You know, sometimes you can go to bed early because it's 8-0. Last night, you get to bed early because two guys were dealing last night, and that game went by fast. That was a game, as we welcome you in on a Friday here on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610. Seth, they made this point during the broadcast several times. Like, sometimes you get these two aces that go out there, and before the game, it gets positioned as like a WrestleMania main event. This is going to be the pitcher's duel to end all pitcher's duels, and it doesn't work out that way. This one worked out that way deluxe. How about this? Since pitches were first tracked in 1988, this just popped up on my Twitter timeline 8 seconds ago. Last night's Astros-Rangers game is the only major league game since pitches were tracked and began getting tracked in 1988 where both starters pitched 8-plus innings, allowed no more than one run, struck out 7 or more batters, and threw fewer than 100 pitches. This is the first game since 1988, basically, where two power pitchers got on the mound and just shut everything down. There was one bad pitch in the game, and it landed in the right field bleachers, and they were super economical. Neither guy got to 100 pitches last night.
Yeah, and Hunter Brown goes 8 innings for the first time in his career. Was really just incredible all night long. Had a perfect game going for a while until Adolis Garcia, who basically single-handedly won that game for them. And I would include him over DeGrom, too, because Adolis Garcia in the fourth inning made a couple of great catches.
Yeah.
Actually, the Pope won the game for him. The Pope won the game for the Rangers.
Why did Pope win the game for him?
I don't know if this was on the MLB network, because it was on the MLB network or the Rangers broadcast, but I stumbled across this morning. Here's what you need to know about that Berger home run.
Oh, okay.
Jake Berger leading things off for the Texas Rangers. Now, guys, Berger is Catholic, and his faith is really important to him. And there's this phrase that he's kind of come up with since the new Pope, Pope Leo, has been elected. He said, "I've kind of thought to myself, new Pope, new me. Leo's a Midwestern guy like me. I'm a proud Midwestern guy. And since he's been elected Pope, we've been pretty hot as a team."
Brown's one offering, and that is in the air. Right center field. Now they were shaded well. That ball's carrying well, though. It's gone! Bye-bye, right into the bullpen!
Do you believe in miracles? The power of the Pope!
Yeah,
got out in a hurry.
Yeah, okay. Let's make it all about ourselves, guys. Yeah, yeah. Let's. Yeah, no, don't worry about the 6 billion people in the world. It's all about the Pope wants to benefit you. Yeah. You're a bad Catholic.
I can tell you that did not get brought up on the Astros broadcast last night. I had not heard that. Wow. And he had another hit in the seventh or eighth inning, too. Very hard hit ball, Berger did.
Yeah, she gave that little tidbit, obviously, right before his home run.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I'm down on this new Pope. I'm going to tell you that much.
It's a red arrow down on the new Pope. Lost the Astros a game last night.
Is the Pope to blame for the Astros only having half a lefty in their lineup? Because that would be the other big thing that you might want to do against DeGrom, who's way worse. He hasn't been a good pitcher versus lefties.
Yeah.
And yet all you have is one switch hitter to put out there against him.
Yeah.
And him and his little D. Can we please just get some variety in this lineup?
That's been an issue. I mean, independent of DeGrom. I mean, obviously it gets exacerbated against a pitcher like DeGrom, but Chandler Rome had a huge story about that in the past week about, like, hey, man, like this all righty lineup that you're trotting out here might not be optimal right now, you know? And your only real lefty that's any threat is nursing a hand injury right now, which granted, he had, quote, one of his best days yesterday, according to Joe Espada, talking about Yordan Alvarez. But he needs a few more days for this hand to heal.
I don't like the way it was phrased that he had his best day.
Yeah.
All right. Have there been ups and downs here? Has this been
evidently?
It feels, if it's supposed to be a relatively minor hand injury, why have there been any non-good days?
Right.
I want every day to be the best day after the previous day.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's notable that he had his best day.
Well, the quote was one of his best days. So he's had other best days,
even worse.
I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So that was a bummer last night, but man, Hunter Brown, I couldn't really get upset with the Astros lineup just because we'd been somewhat conditioned to this, A, and B, Jacob DeGrom was almost as good as Hunter Brown. I know Hunter Brown lost the game, but to your point, I mean, the Astros had opportunities in that game, and they had opportunities where they hit balls hard, but they were either right at guys or Adolis Garcia turned into a gold glover out there. Like, the Astros had chances and they hit balls hard. They just didn't. Lady Luck did not smile on them last night.
This is the whole thing about DeGrom, though, too. And this is where it felt cruel last night, given the struggles that Lance McCullers has had coming back from injuries. Yeah. DeGrom, he'll be 37 this year.
Mm-hmm.
In 2023 and 2024, he pitched a total of, let's see, 41 innings, Sean.
Yeah.
As he was coming back from his Tommy John surgery.
Yes.
And he was, and I despise that he gets to just spell his name with a small D at the beginning. It annoys me every time I see it.
Like
little D DeGrom.
Like Logan.
I don't like it. You know how I feel about Odolis Garcia. There's things above and beyond the fact that they have the Rangers on their hat that annoy me about this particular Texas Rangers team.
I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. And that those two were front and center in the game last night does not help. So chance at redemption this weekend, I guess. Lance McCullers pitches on. Does he pitch tonight or does he pitch on Saturday? I can't remember. Do we get him a color? I know we get him a color start in this series. So this is, we got some big baseball coming up this week. And this is a team that you're in the swamp with right now. You got to win a couple of these games.
It's Lance tonight. It's Blanco. And then TBD after that.
ESPN's got Gusto on Sunday, which would stand to reason. If they're going to try to stick with six guys, it's hard to come up with six right now.
Unless Blue Ball goes out there or something, which I have no appetite for right now. No shade to Blue Ball.
No.
I would like the veteran pitchers to start as a group look a lot. And Blanco has looked more like himself as of late. Lance is the huge question mark.
I think that's the thing. Like, as we're sitting here in the midst of this long stretch of baseball. That was game 7 of 17 straight games they're going to play. I don't think we can overstate the importance that this pitching staff has actually gotten 8-inning starts out of 3 of their guys since this started. And this is with a stretch of games where you were throwing Colton Gordon out there, Ryan Gusto can't get out of the second inning, and Lance McCullers can't get out of the first inning, that Blanco and Fromber and Hunter Brown have given you 8 innings is a rarity in baseball these days. You've gotten 3, and they weren't forced 8-inning starts. These were really good starts. Where I think Fromber and Hunter Brown probably could have gone back up for the ninth. If there were a ninth inning last night, they were even talking about that on the broadcast. Like, man, the Astros get to Armstrong here, and tie the game, Hunter Brown's got to go back out there. He only threw 80-something pitches last night.
You know what I'm feeling, Sean?
What are you feeling?
You know what I'm feeling?
Seth? What?
The old Astros specialty.
What's that?
What are the Astros better at than just about anybody as of late? The committee no-hitter.
Ooh, you feel one coming
All out? We need is 3 innings out of Lance.
They got a bullpen.
Just go out there and be an opener. It's a little too greedy to say no-hitter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, let's play a math game. What do you think the difference between Lance McCullers' ERA and Duvaldi's ERA is right now? That's who's pitching tonight for the Rangers.
Okay, so Lance's ERA. Lance has pitched 4 innings total. He pitched 3 2/3 and then a third.
Yeah.
7 earned runs. So his ERA is probably somewhere around 15 or 16 right now.
Oh, you're good, yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
It's 15.7. I don't want to give you the answers to the test.
Oh, okay. Well, but I'm just saying, well,
15.75.
15.75. Yeah. I just need the exact number. So Uvalde's is probably like in the 2s or 3. I don't know. I'm going to guess. I'll put it at 12.3 is the difference between the two. What's Uvalde's ERA?
I'll give you a bell for that. No, I can't give you a bell for that. 13.97 is the difference. Uvalde's ERA is 1.78.
Oh, he's been that good, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's where you went wrong. You didn't realize Uvalde's been that good.
I think I should get a ding for calculating Lance McCullers' ERA within a few tenths of a point
okay,
in my head.
Okay, ding him.
Yeah.
Ding him.
And then buzz me for the other thing. Yeah. There we go. All right. We're good.
Back to the positives, because we're all about the positives. Yeah. As far as Hunter Brown, third lowest ERA in the league right now.
Yeah.
Second most innings pitched.
Yep.
So going back to these guys need to be horses while we're in flux with the injuries. Across the last 365 days, only Paul Skenes has a lower ERA than Hunter Brown. So since right around now, this time last year, was Hunter Brown discovered his sinker.
Yep.
And since then, he's been one of the very best pitchers in baseball. And then he's also got Brown's got the lowest FIP in the league right now.
That's the thing. The ERA matches the eye test. You know, like FIP, for those who don't know, the FIP is basically independent of fielding and things like that. What your ERA should be based on contact and everything else.
So he's had actually a tiny bit of bad luck where his ERA theoretically could even be better than it is.
Wow, yeah. The FIP's even lower than the ERA now.
Well, he's got the lowest FIP in the league.
In the league,
he's only got the third lowest ERA.
Loser. Yeah, he's been fun to watch. Like there hadn't been much appointment watching if you're an Astros fan this year. Hunter Brown starts our appointment watching, no doubt about that.
Got some good. As they pointed out on the broadcast, that is a big left field.
Yeah.
And Altuve looks so tiny in a big left field.
He had a good
catch. Altuve made that really nice catch in the fourth inning.
Yep.
It was after Garcia had made his couple of nice catches. Fifth inning. It was the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Garcia made his in the fourth.
How about that play Pena made on the other side of second base on the outfield grass last night?
Yeah.
Ground ball. I forget who hit it. But a pretty sharp hit grounder up the middle to the right field side of second base. And Pena was shifted over, but you're not allowed to shift over that far anymore. Dude, he he fielded that ball, like went to the ground to field the ball, slid, got up all in one motion, planted himself, and threw a dime to first base. Payne is having a great year, man. And he had two hits again last night, if I'm not mistaken. He had at least one hit, I know, off of DeGrom last night. I know he had two strikeouts, but he had a hit last night. He's still hitting 315, 320 right now. Pena's been awesome. And, boy, that defensive play last night. That was a fun game last night. You know, 1-0 game, there was a lot of good baseball played out there last night. That was cool. Need more runs, though. Got to have more runs. All right, off and running on a Friday. We made it. We made it to the end of the week. Yesterday when we went through the Texans schedule, we didn't mention the preseason schedule. And I know people don't care about the preseason games, but the one thing we do get sometimes are those joint practices. Could we see one? There is one particular coach that wants to get with the Texans before the season starts. And this Caleb Williams story that came out yesterday is, boy, this book.
It's got some cautionary tales with the Texans, frankly. Yeah, I'm reading this Caleb Williams story, and I'm like, man, D'Amico really screwed that one up.
Let's get into that. We'll do that. We'll talk about that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.